Taylor repeated the message, rode off. Beyond that hill, Lee could begin to feel the weight of the Union Army, the massive blue force pouring his way. What kind of a soldier would Meade turn out to be? We must not give him the high ground. Lee looked southeast, saw two rounded hills. We might swing around that way. They have marched quicker than I expected. Thank the Lord for Longstreet's spy. He heard more cheering to the rear, looked, saw Longstreet, moving forward slowly, calmly, like a black rock, grinning hungrily through the black beard. Lee flushed with pleasure. Longstreet dismounted, extended a hand. Congratulations, General. Wish I could have been here. Lee took the hand warmly. Come here. I want you to see this. He waved toward the field ahead, the hill beyond Gettysburg. An officer near him said, General Lee, is Second Manassas all over again? Not quite, Lee said cheerily, not quite. He was delighted to have Longstreet here. Now, through the streets, Johnson's division was moving. Longstreet's people could not be far behind. With every step of a soldier, with every tick of the clock, the army was gaining safety, closer to victory, closer to the dream of independence. Longstreet studied the field. After a moment, he said, We were lucky. It couldn't have worked better if we had planned it. Longstreet nodded. Lee explained the position that Ewell had orders to move to the left and take that hill. Longstreet studied the hill, Cemetery Hill, while Lee spoke. After a moment, he said, Fine, but this is fine. This is almost perfect. He turned to Lee. They're right where we want them. All we have to do is swing around that way, he pointed toward Washington, and get between them and Lincoln, and find some good high ground. And they'll have to hit us. They'll have to. And we'll have them, General. We'll have them. His eyes were flashing. He was as excited as Lee had ever seen him. Lee said, amazed, You mean you want me to disengage? Of course. Longstreet seemed surprised. You certainly don't mean. Sir, I have been under the impression that it would be our strategy to conduct a defensive campaign wherever possible in order to keep this army intact. Granted. But the situation has changed. In what way? We cannot disengage. We have already pushed them back. How can we move off in the face of the enemy? Longstreet pointed, very simply, around to the right. He will occupy those heights and wait to see what we are going to do. He always has. Meade is new to the command. He will not move quickly. Lee put his hand to his face. He looked toward the hill and saw the broken Union Corps falling back up the slope. He felt only one urge, to press on and get it done. He said nothing, turning away. There was a messenger from General Ewell. Lee recognized the man, Captain James Powers Smith, Ewell's aide. The captain was delighted to see the commanding general. Ewell's message was cautious. General Ewell says he will direct Early and Rhodes to move forward, but he requests support of General Hill on his right. He says that there is a strong Union position south of the town which should be taken at once. Lee asked which position Ewell meant. He handed Smith the glasses. Smith said the position was beyond the one in front, at the top of which there was a cemetery. Lee looked at his watch. It was almost 5 o'clock, still 2 hours of daylight. He said to Longstreet, General, how far away is your lead division?
McLaws, about 6 miles. He is beyond Johnson's train of wagons. Lee shook his head.
To Smith, he said, I have no force to attack the hill. General Hill's corps has had hard fighting. Tell General Ewell to take that hill, if at all possible. Have you seen Major Taylor?
No, sir.
You must have just passed him. Lee sent Smith away. He remembered. He had ordered artillery to fire on the hill, but none was firing. He sent to find out why. He began to realize he was really very tired. But if a strong Union force was on a hill to the south,
But without Longstreet's corps, a general assault was impossible. Where was the artillery? Where was Hill? Why had Early and Rhodes stopped their attacks? He could see the town below choked with soldiers, horses, but there was no advance. He turned, saw Longstreet watching him. He had the look of a man suppressing his thoughts. Lee said, "Say it, General."
"We shouldn't have attacked here, General. Heath had his orders."
Lee waved a hand. "I know that, but we have pushed them back."
"In the morning, we will be outnumbered."
Lee shrugged. Numbers were meaningless. "Had I paid attention to numbers, General?" Lee left the rest unsaid.